I've got a funny story. As you guys know, we went up to I went up to Thompson Square concert in Dodge yesterday. Anyway, my friend and I, we met a DJ up there. His name is Potsy, and
it's a good name.
On the way up there, we were talking about zombies and aliens, and so my friend walks up to Potsy and she's like, "There are aliens on this Earth." And
I've been aliens.
Potsy's eyes just got all big.
Oh and, shit. Discover
right,
me,
right? That's what I was thinking when I saw his eyes get all big, and I'm like, okay, I can go with this. So I was like, yeah. When Julia told me that there were aliens on this Earth, the one name that popped into my head was Potsy because he's always so weird on the radio. So like, when I said that, his eyes got she's even bigger, and he was like, I hope not. I hope I'm not an alien.
And, he's actually like challenging his own self now. He's
right.
Like, who am I?
Hi, we are
Peter,
Jenny,
and Jamie
from Strange Fruit. And you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
To another episode of Comic Popping Manga Style. We are going to be visiting manga for these episodes. Yep, I'm afraid though.
He already has one up there.
It should be Comic Pop Overseas or something.
No. No. I mean, it's creative, but no. Because
it's overseas.
No.
Okay.
Not all manga is overseas and not all overseas.
Exactly.
Is manga.
So I think he.
DBE.
Oh, wow.
American manga. Manga is short for the Japanese animation stuff. Manga is specific.
Anyway, we're talking about Shonen
Edge. Anyway.
Where's manga?
Like I said, we are Comic Popping Manga Style, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with...
April.
Luis.
Logan.
Jonathan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Strobe Edge by Io Sakisaka. And again, these are some Japanese names.
He started so confident. Sakisaka.
Right.
Oh, well, that's the way it's going to be with some of these names. And it was come out in 2012 by Viz Media out of Shoujo Beat.
Of course.
Right.
Again, like most mangas, the author is usually the artist, and that's the case in this as well. And that's pretty reminiscent of Lovely Complex's art, probably.
If you've
read Lovely Complex, I'm not even sure if it's the same author, maybe. I'm not sure. But it looks really reminiscent of that style of artwork. So it's not a traditional manga, but
Peach Girl artwork.
Peach Girl artwork.
Yeah.
It's shoujo artwork.
So the characters are drawn a little bit lighter, I would say. Maybe
cuter
to a degree. Yeah.
This is standard shoujo art.
Okay.
You're not going to get a lot of...
We generally read shoujo.
You guys are guys. I know.
Right.
I know this. You don't get a lot of sharp, crisp, ugly lines in shoujo.
It's more curved.
You get the cutesy, the big, you know, dumb
Yeah,
eyes.
I've kind of noticed a difference between...
And
this,
I love it.
This kind of manga and like the kind of manga I prefer, which definitely. Is not this.
Well, okay. There are
all genres of manga out there. Right.
Just slam down shoujo.
And while the Alice in the Country of Eerie's
that's a shoujo
is shoujo,
style.
It's It's a little done by any random artist for at least the miniseries.
Right.
True. And it's so kind of a cross.
Style changes.
Yeah. It's kind of a cross. It could go both ways, I think, for that title. Because it has elements of
action.
Action. A little bit of action.
Well, yeah, there's different levels of shoujo.
That's like Inuyasha is considered shoujo, but it could be shounen as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's why there's
enough action for boys to
like. Consider the Inuyasha shonen with a hint of shoujo Alice's shoujo with a hint of shonen.
I would say the same thing, Logan. I agree with that. Because it's more of the action base for Inuyasha, and then you bring in some of the romance. And then with Alice kind of it's more of the romance, plus a little action.
But in actuality, it's not.
Which is weird.
Inuyasha was considered shoujo. It's just enough boys got into it. That they enjoyed it.
Right.
Because I didn't think it was shoujo either. I was thinking it was more shonen.
Might have a hint of shoujo, but...
Yeah. All right,
back to Strobe Edge.
Back to what we're reviewing.
The lead character, and again, these are Japanese names, so I'm not going to say that I'm pronouncing
them
correctly.
Maybe I should say them.
Or me.
You can correct
Let's
me.
All
It'd
try
be funner
it.
That
okay,
way.
Okay, you say it.
To me, the main character's main name is Ninako Kinoshita.
All right, I would say Ninako. Let me see the last name because I don't have a... Oh, wait, I do. I would say Ninako Kinoshita. Yeah, so last name we agree on.
Yeah.
But she's just a high school freshman.
She's an airhead.
That is nice. Little ditzy. Yeah,
right. Airhead.
Openly friendly.
Yeah.
Kind of overly friendly. Kind of.
What is she all up on people? Like,
she is.
No, but it's... how do I do it? She's average looking as well. She's not.
Yeah, she's not.
Queen.
She's not one of those beautiful characters.
I guess I'd put Ditzy in there. So it's.
She's
Ditzy
not
friendly.
Model beautiful. She's a cute.
Cute.
She's
look.
By
her.
Looking at the cover, yes. Yeah, I didn't read it, but yeah. By looking at the cover, she's.
She has a cute looking.
She has a cutesy thing.
She's not hot.
She's not incredibly gorgeous,
and
but
adorable.
She has a cutesy element to it.
Yeah.
The other lead character is Rin Ichinose.
Ichinose.
He's also a freshman, but he's in a different class. And he's the idol of the school. And if you don't know what that is, in most of your Japanese schools,
the
idols
dog.
Are the top guys,
it's
best
kind of,
looking.
Mm-hmm. Just the jock. Like,
it's
they're
kind
the
of like
equivalent
being
to jock.
Or, right.
Has the good looks. Doesn't talk much.
Honestly, this...
And he has the bad boy.
Has
bad
an air
boy
mystery about him.
Honestly,
vibe to
he
him.
Wasn't. He hasn't been my favorite idol in the shoujo what I've read. You know, it's not my type of look for an idol.
I think with this storyline, though, it's just like... It's just another storyline. It's another girl with puppy dog eyes, lovesick eyes, chasing after the unattainable boy.
Yeah.
Some of the other characters, to go through those real fast, then we'll dive into some of the story. Daiki Korinaga is a longtime friend of Ninako's, and he has feelings for her, but is scared to show them. Sayuri is a friend of Ninako's, and she likes Daiki. Ando comes into it kind of midway through.
Oh,
he's a blonde-haired
Ando.
Boy. Ando? Okay, Ando.
It's
probably
whichever.
Right,
yeah.
Ando. I think Ando's right. You're right. Ando comes in. He's a blonde-haired boy that knows Rin, and he's good-looking as well, so he could be considered an
Everyone's
idol as
well. Everyone's hot, but not Ninako.
Well, this Ando guy, he's always chasing after girls. He's literally the girl chaser in the
he's
story.
He's the flirt.
Playa!
And then the last main one that I really saw was Mayuku Korinaga, who is Daiki's sister. Older sister.
Who happens to be Rin's girlfriend.
Rin's girlfriend that we find out later on.
Yep. Oh.
Do you want to take over from there, April? Since
because I'm the primary reader on this. Yeah. This doesn't happen a lot.
Well, I read the first two graphic novels, like
I've
I said.
I've read the series.
Oh, you've read the whole series. Okay.
This one seems to be pure shoujo, so no.
Yes, it's...
I would read Aura and High School Host Club. I would not read this.
Oh my god, you would read that?
It has some comedy.
See, enjoyed. I'm not a big... Love story
shoujo
reader.
Person in general.
Yeah. But I read these two for the review, and it's to me, it's just another love story with another girl going after an unattainable guy.
Differences.
See, I don't
there
like
some things that the main character I kind of get put off on.
I hate the main character.
Go ahead,
she
April.
Can die in a hole.
Right?
No, me.
No. It just seems like the main character has a little bit of a stalker-esque to her.
I always have a problem before we get into anything talking about shoujo in general because I mean, everyone has a shallow part to them, you know? And shoujo is my shallow part, and so it makes me... And so whenever I talk about it, I'm like, I don't want to sound shallow, but it's my shallow indulgence,
right.
You know?
Right.
You're having fun.
But, Nanako, she's a ditzy, like, retard.
Well, I wouldn't really call it retard, but like,
no, pretty close.
and yeah, she's never really been in love or known what love is, and she's going into high school, and she's contemplating about, you know, what is love, because she's deep like that, like ostrich in the sand deep.
So if she doesn't know what love is, like, why is she chasing after Rin?
Well, see, that's the thing. She sees Rin. She
so you're saying that
meets
she,
them, and then she
her she just heartbeat. Automatically so falls in love.
She starts to live, and she's like, "Is this love?" And then she's like, "This." And then she has the she does have the turmoil of, "Am I in love or not?" And she has her group of girlfriends that, you know, push on, and I like her friends. Her friends are pretty cool. And then she finally decides this is love and goes on to pursue him. She stalks his ass.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course, there's another group of girls in there that it's pretty common in most sojos as well, and that's the Rejected Alliance.
The Rejected Alliance, and they pull her to the Rejected Alliance.
Because she got rejected.
Because she got rejected by Randy.
She confessed to him, even though she knew
that he had a girlfriend.
Just so she could get it off her chest.
And he rejected her. Yep. And this bunch of girls pull her to them.
They're like, congratulations.
And they're like, welcome to the Rin Rejection Club. Yay.
Did they literally drag her to this
Well, I don't know if they dragged her. It was like an empty classroom.
Yeah, dragged her to this classroom. And so then she's like, I don't care what you guys say. I still love this guy. Mm. I'm like, this girl is completely...
But did all these girls get rejected by the same guy? Is that why they're in the group? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And, all right. And
he apparently does indeed have a girlfriend.
Right.
If that's known by the school, too.
Yep. And this girl, she's just so hopeless. Like, she tells these groups of girls, I don't care what you guys say. I still love him. And the minute that she does that, and he hears that, he overhears it. And he's kind of like...
His heart starts to beat.
This girl is different from the others.
Because nobody's... I mean...
Stood up for him, really.
For Rin, yeah. I mean, I can't speak on Rin's behalf, but
he's a two-dimensional character.
No, he's not. Rin's real. No.
I don't know about that. I mean, there might be some Rin characters out here in this world, but
no,
I don't know.
To me, how I got it when he, like, if that's why he started liking her, was because all the girls that I confessed to him liked the idea of him, and he had never actually met a girl that liked him, and...
Right.
That's what she kind of showed him when he overheard that.
After he rejected these girls and they started this club or whatever it's called, like, after they started it, then they started hating him and they started putting him down. And so that's why Nanaka or whatever her name is like, I don't care what you guys say.
Mm-hmm.
I still love him.
Well, and...
Even though she doesn't know what the concept of love is, she tells him, I don't care what you guys say, I still love him.
Well, at that point, she's kind of been with him a little bit and knows that his quietness...
Is a front. I mean,
he has feelings and stuff.
She's found the depth in him. She's, you know, getting under the layers. So she knows he's not just not an empty shell.
Does sound much better than confessing to him and then after he says no, hating on him.
Right.
Well, she doesn't.
I know. I'm talking about the ethical violence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, and then for me, I mean, I got into this manga a lot more further on in the series. At the very beginning, I hated it. And, I mean, I still didn't like her throughout the whole entire series. That was just kept coming. But because I don't like the aspect of the guy dating someone already.
Right.
In the manga, I don't like the idea of the heroine
chasing after the
going
guy
in and breaking them up,
right.
And, like, stealing the guy.
Right.
And by the end of the second volume, that's basically how does she put it? Love can't stop this, or love?
Like, it doesn't matter. Well, I also like how one thing I did like was that even though she got rejected, she was like, he knows I love him, and now I'm going to be his friend.
Yeah,
she didn't try to go in and sabotage and break him up and blah, blah, blah. She just said, I'm just going to be your friend. I know it's going to hurt me seeing you, you know, with your girlfriend or knowing I can't have you.
But knowing with these kind of stories, sometimes a friendship can lead to something else.
But doesn't by the end of the second volume, she kind of reverses that and says, okay, I'm going to...
Kind
of.
Yeah, she's really bipolar. And that part pissed me off, too.
And we won't comment on the completion of the series because it's a 10-book series. It's complete. Mm-hmm. That's good. Read the whole thing. So we're not going to give you any spoilers.
The only thing is that the aspect of the, you know, dating someone, going in and breaking them up, that I didn't like at the beginning. It doesn't change throughout the story, but you get more background of it, of the story. Okay. So, and then that makes it more okay for me once you get that background.
Ando starts making a play for
Ninako.
Ninako, Ninako, blah, blah, blah.
Flirting with her out of spite almost to begin with to try to get her away from Rin.
He used to be Rin's best friend and they had a falling out.
Then he starts kind of seeing her in a different light. Yeah, kind of like Rin, because he sees that, you know, this person, this girl actually cares. And so that's...
Yeah.
So I guess... And that's the way almost the whole book seemed to me. It was like, this person like this person, but this person like this person, he or she like this other person. And nobody would say who they liked.
Right. That's what pissed me off. It was
except for apparently at the very beginning.
It was like, I totally understand, you know, the difficulty of, you know, like, oh, they like this, but not like everyone likes... Everyone else, you know, and I get the part of where maybe you don't know you like each other because there's a shyness, but I'm like, I mean, if you like someone and you plan on telling them you like them, don't change that just because you feel bad because you might be taking that person away from a friend or something.
And don't start a rejection club either.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if that person, you know, doesn't like you, that they'll tell you no. You know, that's the worst thing that could happen. And then you're... I don't like the idea of not following your heart because I'm a chick. I'm not doing what you want just because you feel bad about it.
I believe in that concept, but there are things that you have to do. There are right things and there are wrong things. Instance, and to me, I think...
There's always obstacles.
To me, I think the wrong thing to do is to actually try to get in and break a relationship. If they break up, then yeah, go for it. But if they're still together, why are you going to try to break it up?
Mm-hmm. So does this feel like a regular teen drama?
Oh, yeah. Right. It's Shogo through and through. There's no shonen in this.
This is just... most definitely a high school drama love story.
It's
comparable to a CW series or something like that.
Yeah,
it's like Love Complex going on.
It's kind of like Days of Our Lives or some crap like that.
Just for teens.
Right.
So that would be Pretty Little Liars and...
Pretty Little Liars has a little bit more action to it.
Is Gossip Girl?
Gossip Girl wouldn't be Gossip Girl. Yeah.
I don't watch it.
I don't watch any of those shows. I'm sorry.
I watch Pretty Little Liars. That's another guilty pleasure. All the girly things I like to me are my guilty pleasures.
So this is one. Would it appeal?
I think
at all levels.
All levels of girls. I think so.
Yeah, I don't think the guys would be too interested in this.
Unless the guys do, which isn't a problem. But no, it's mostly girls. No,
there's a lot of guys that do read shoujo. Depends on the story if I like it or not, because I've read some shoujo series as well and enjoyed them. I read Peach Girl, and that was for the drama.
I liked Peach Girl. I thought that was a good storyline.
That was my first.
I think my favorite character in that story, and I hate to say
this. You say
Sai. My favorite character was Sai. She was my favorite character.
I hated her so much.
I didn't like the main character too much, but I loved Sai.
I didn't mind the main character. I hated Sai, and I hated... Okay. You know, she had two potential love interests to the gray-haired guy. I can't remember names. I literally read this when I was like in grade school.
It's been a long
time
since I read it. I can't remember anything about it.
But yeah, you had the gray-haired guy that she could be into.
Yeah.
Which was like the perfect. And then she had like the player kind of more fun, which...
And the
spoilers for like forever years after it's out, which is who she ended up with. But
yeah,
that guy with the gray hair...
I was getting ready to say that.
I hated his butt so much.
I didn't hate him so much. The one that I hated was the womanizer.
That's who I liked.
The one that she ended up with, I was not crazy about.
I loved that because I was like, yes, perfect.
True. So there's an example that guys can enjoy Sojo. Fruits Basket as well.
Yeah. Fruit Basket's with a good storyline.
Guys and girls both love that
show. I like that one.
And I do. Yeah.
That was a really good storyline.
So, but it's 10 volumes long, so it is a little bit of investment, but not as big as some of the manga series are. You have an ending.
And you get some side stories in there, which, and usually for me, side stories don't work out because I'm so invested in the main one, I don't care.
Well,
but this one actually worked.
Yeah, some of the side stories don't work, but
I think this one's worked.
And like I believe it's the second volume that has a first side story, and that's where Rin meets his girlfriend. And then it explains how they get together and why they get together and everything like that.
I remember
that. A little bit. And it goes deeper into that and it goes deeper into their relationship later on in the series.
So I would say if you have the budget and can pick it up, even if you're a smaller library,
I would pick it up. Because your girls will like it. It's just.
And I would say teenage, all at 13 to up to whoever enjoys manga because... Mm-hmm. There are a lot of adults that enjoy the manga, just like there are adults that enjoy American comics.
Jessica
has
pretty much read the whole thing, right? Jessica has pretty much read the whole thing.
She hasn't finished it yet.
I don't think she's finished the whole thing, but
she
has.
She might finish,
I don't know.
She said she wasn't enjoying it too much.
Not as much as some of the others, true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's going to wrap it up for this go around. We appreciate everybody listening. We're having fun here. Hope everybody's having fun out there. We'll catch you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Maybe you will think of me when you're feeling down and weak. You will call my name, you will want me there, you will never let me go. Can I try?
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.